chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Oh, 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 oh. Yeah.
Woo, happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, happy Friday.
That lovely voice is?
Sarah Tiana, and that handsome voice is?
John Reap.
Okay, I'm so happy you're back.
I know, I missed you.
You did?
Yeah, I listened to the last one. You guys did it really good. The Sarah Show.
The
I
Sarah
like it.
Show,
the
yeah.
The Sarah's.
Which is probably what that, no, my boyfriend calls every day. Oh, it's the Sarah Show. Nobody else.
Yeah, you guys did good. I was listening. Couldn't make it. Obviously, I was in. I did a corporate gig.
Yeah, but you sent in your.
I did.
Something to say.
I did.
Your apology.
I did. I was doing a corporate gig for. Have you heard of Sheetz? It's like a convenience store, a gas station that's a chain in the South, sort of
oh,
Southeast.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it's weird. Sheetz. That happens to be the last name of the owners.
Do they have their sheets together?
I told them to take their sheets. But it was weird because I came out, I thought like, okay, let me try and incorporate the name somehow, you know.
You're like, I'm here for Sheetz and Giggles.
Yeah, Sheetz and Giggles. Well, I was hoping you could chime in with some of that, like give me some advice, because I was, I came out to, maybe this is me just because I'm 45, I came out to the song Dancing in the Sheets. You know that song?
Dancing in the Streets?
Nope, that's a different one. Dancing in the Streets is David Bowie and Mick Jagger, right?
Okay.
In the Streets. Dancing in the Sheets is like, I think it's like Shalimar or something. It's some 80s band. And we'll be dancing in the sheets. Dancing in the sheets. Do you know that one, Aaron?
Aaron probably.
Aaron doesn't know that one.
I don't know that one, no.
All right.
Yeah, he wasn't alive in the 80s.
No, I was. So I came out to that and didn't. No one knew the song at all.
Oh, cool. So that's a good way to start.
That was a great start, but it went well. I had a good time.
It went well.
Yeah, I got paid, so that's what it matters.
Yeah, that's the, yeah.
Stayed at the matters. Gaylord Hotel. Nice
Ooh,
big
fun.
Hotel. Yeah.
Gaylord.
I mean, I was like.
Wait. Like the Gaylord Opryland Hotel.
Yeah.
That's the same company.
That same chain, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fancy.
They're really, really nice. So I was in Vancouver doing Yuck Yucks the weekend before. And while I was there, I was supposed to come back here and do an episode of Friday with you guys. And I got this last minute gig. So I flew from Vancouver, Canada, all the way to Washington, D.C. for this gig. And then all the way back to L.A. for a Brad Paisley thing.
Uh-huh.
And then all the way back to North Carolina for Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm done.
Crisscrossing.
Crisscross. So big Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have shows this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be in Salt Lake City, Wise Guys Comedy Club.
Oh, I love that club.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while, so I'm looking forward to getting back in there.
So Salt Lake City people, go see John this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in Boston at Laugh Boston, so come see me.
I am booked there later on this year, so let me know how that goes, because
I've
not been there. Have you been there?
I've only been there right before the big poppy roast. We like ran our jokes there in front of a crowd, so I was there on a Wednesday night in the summer.
Boston kind of scares me. Like I've performed all over, but never in Boston. I don't know why. Because I'm just Boston comics are so headstrong.
Oh, I was gonna say, like, just you looking Irish, you should fit.
Right.
You should fit in Boston.
No, totally. I walk around, no one bothers me. It's
yeah,
like, hey, there goes the mascot.
Yeah,
I kind of look like it.
You should become a Celtics fan just for that.
Well, you know, for St. Patrick's Day, that's my jam, because I walk around with this red beard and my fists up like this.
Oh, like the Notre Dame,
like
guy.
The Notre Dame fan guy, and I just get free drinks all night. So it's great. Like, and I'm not even Irish. I just say, yeah, of course I'm Irish.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
What's the R on the hat? I like your hat.
That's for The Ringer.
Oh.
That's Bill Simmons company.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I like green and black.
Green looks good on you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did.
What'd y'all do?
I went.
Did you have any giblets?
Oh, I got sick.
Oh, no.
Again.
I had bronchitis.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, did you go to the doctor?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Are you over it?
I'm over it.
Yeah. I got strep.
Oh, my gosh.
Strep throat. I hate that.
Strep throat.
I felt it coming on. And then I was like, my dad picked me up at the airport. The next day was Thanksgiving. I'm like, ugh, I feel something happening.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let's just go to the urgent care tomorrow and knock it out. So got lots of antibiotics. And I got a shot in my butt. Yeah. Did you see that, Aaron? I put it on Instagram.
Oh.
You were shaking your head like, yes, he did. He certainly did.
No, I was not there.
Well, I put it on the internets.
So a shot in your butt?
Yeah, like I got one in the arm, like a needle, a shot in my butt. I haven't had a shot in the butt in forever.
Was it a flu shot? Like, why were they giving you a shot?
It's probably
penicillin.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah. Well, one was like a B12 in the arm.
Yeah.
And another one, I don't know why she said it's got to go in your butt, like on the butt cheek, not in.
I've had penicillin there.
Okay. So maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, it must be.
But I was like, you know,
a place that can reach you the fastest. I don't know.
I don't know.
You do talk out of your ass a lot.
That's what it is.
That could be where your strep throat comes from.
And I was wearing overalls because, like, I go home and wear overalls. So I had to take everything off. Like, I can't just pull it down a little bit.
Like, it's when you have to go, like, what girls have to do when we wear one-piece outfits.
Oh, now I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wear rompers a lot.
Yeah.
You know, just like a one-piece little shorts and tank top thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that is the least fun part.
Yeah,
is trying
to
unzip in the back.
Uh-huh.
And then pull it, you know, and inevitably you always get some wet mark on your
right.
clothes on the back, and you don't see it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the nurse knew that I was going to drop trowel, so, like, I'll put it on our Instagram page. I have that little video. You guys want to see my butt?
Why is it called drop trowel?
I don't know.
We should get my mom on
question.
That.
Is it trout or trowel? It's got to be trout.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's probably trowel, like trousers.
Trowel, yeah, trousers.
Oh, that's what
that's
it is.
That's probably what it is, drop trowel.
We just figured it out together.
I know. Well, we think we figured it out. We don't know for sure. We're not fact-checking ourselves.
Should we do a personal question?
A lot of people fact-checking your Top Gun.
Oh, I know. I saw
that. Yeah, Talk to Me, Goose.
And they were right. That's exactly what I was trying to think of. Yes. Talk to Me, Goose.
Yeah, so thank y'all so much
for
your corrections.
Yes.
Yes.
We love your feedback.
Corrections.
Yes.
That's what we'll call them from now on.
I had kind of forgotten about it, and then I was reading the tweets. I'm like, oh, that's right. That's what I was trying to think of. My brain was not working that day, so it rarely does at all.
It rarely does?
Rarely does my brain work.
What's your favorite? I know we were supposed to get to a personal question,
yeah.
But what's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Ooh, good question. It's a tie. Between my mom's green beans.
Okay.
Green beans. My mom, she puts like onions in there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What was it going to be a tie with? Now we have to know.
A cream corn.
Oh, see, we make this cheddar corn casserole. It's like a corn pudding.
Ooh, my God.
So
that
it's made
good.
With corn bread and then cream corn and raw corn, and then you put a little chilies in there and sour cream. It's really good.
Oh.
It's my favorite thing. I love making it year round. When I was sick the week before Thanksgiving, I was sick the week before and the week of.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 2-week thing.
Oh.
And I made some at home. I was like, I just need it right now.
Can you bring it in next week?
Sure, I'll bring you some sometime.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Like, I was trying to do like no carbs, trying to stay away from it a little bit, but Thanksgiving's impossible.
Yeah.
So I did like, and we didn't even have turkey, we just had ham.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't even know why that happened.
I think I got a little
but there was no turkey.
Ham. We had a bunch of people. I was up at my aunt's house in the East Bay of San Francisco in Livermore, where I was born. And
I know what that is.
Yep.
Yeah. Lots of windmills up there.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wasting so much energy just blowing fans on the outside.
What were they doing?
So there were 18 people at the house.
Oh, my God.
And we were up there, and I drove up there because I brought my dog,
mm-hmm.
and my aunt raises guide dog puppies for the blind. So she had this new little puppy, golden retriever puppy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And my dog was terrified of the puppy.
Like,
really? My dog is 75 pounds. He's a pit bull, boxer,
and
husky.
He was afraid of the puppy?
Terrified of
That's
the puppy.
That's hilarious.
Like, terrified of the puppy. It was so funny.
How old is your dog?
He's five.
Five, and he was
terrified
funny.
Of the puppy, but he loves little babies. There was a 6-month-old baby at the house, and he just sat in front of it the whole time. And that's what pit bulls were bred to do, was to be babysitters.
No kidding.
Yeah, because nobody would come near them. They wouldn't let anybody near the baby.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you could just leave your baby with the dog, and then the dog would just sit there in front of the baby.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, that's why, like, when people say pit bulls are mean, it's like, well, that's because that's what they were taught to do.
They're bodyguards.
If you're
they're babyguards.
If you're taught... No, they'll just do whatever you tell it to do.
Okay.
So if you tell it to just watch the baby and be sweet, it'll be sweet. If you
okay.
tell it to fight, it's like, okay,
oh,
whatever
right,
you
right.
say, you're my master.
Yeah.
So yeah, he sat, like, at one point he was sitting on the baby when someone was holding it. It was really funny.
Well, I used to watch, when I was a kid, I used to watch Little Rascals. Remember
mm-hmm.
the Little Rascals,
mm-hmm.
the Our Gang, like the black and white ones?
Mm-hmm.
And Petey was a pit bull.
Oh, yeah, with
and
the
Petey,
eye.
And he hung out with all those kids,
mm-hmm.
so it makes sense.
Yep.
There you go.
All right.
Well, I had a good...
had a personal question.
Well, Yeah, okay.
We don't have to do it. We can
We'll get to it in a second. I had a great Thanksgiving. I had here's what I had, right? I had the ham.
Mm-hmm.
We had cream corn, green beans, deviled eggs.
I love deviled eggs. Yes. We did not have those.
I forgot to. That might be my favorite side dish now. That
ooh,
I think
that's
it.
Pretty good side
deviled
dish.
Eggs.
That to me is an appetizer, right?
Yeah, kind of. But I could eat a lot of them.
I know, me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what else? We had pecan pie.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. We don't do the stuffing. I'm surprised we didn't have turkey, though. I don't know why we didn't have turkey. It's weird. It's a turkeyless Thanksgiving.
I had Thanksgiving in the country of Turkey 1 year.
Did I ever tell you that? Yeah,
Turkey
that was
Day
amazing.
In Turkey.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
I had to bring stovetop with me because my cousin who lived out there at the time, she was like, we can't get stovetop, so if you could just bring stovetop over to Turkey, like to Istanbul.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Very nice.
It was very fun.
All right, so, yeah, I guess we'll do a personal question then.
Sure.
All right, Sarah Tiana, if you could travel in time, mm-hmm. would you go forward or back, and why?
And I can go as far as I want, or forward or backward?
Forward or back.
I think I probably want to go forward.
Yeah, how far?
Here's the thing. I don't want to go so far forward that I know how I died.
Oh,
you know what
interesting.
I mean?
Well, I guess, because you wouldn't be dead. You'd be there.
Yeah.
But maybe the other you would be dead.
Maybe I just go like.
Yeah. Depends on how we're playing this game.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Maybe I have to go backward because I don't want to know, like, if no one marries me and I don't have babies and stuff. Like, that might just be
too. You don't want to find out negative stuff that might happen in the future.
Because when you travel, you come back, right? And I don't come back with amnesia. I just come back with those memories.
I guess so.
This is much more.
I love it, though. This is why I love this stuff. I love this kind of game.
I think if you go forward in time, you will have disappeared at that moment. So you won't know how you died.
Because you'll be alive.
Because you will have just jumped ahead in the future.
Oh, if I go 10 years into the future, I'm my 49-year-old self in the future.
You won't run into you. There won't be two Sarahs. There'll just be one Sarah.
But if you go back, you'll run into you. Like, that's what happened in Back to the Future, right?
Yeah.
Remember he saw himself playing on stage?
I think that's right. Yeah. That's how I would do it.
Well, somebody on Twitter is going to tell us. I don't know. That's really
so
tough.
You go.
What
in the
would
future.
You do?
You say
I think
future.
I would go to the future.
Yeah.
You know, maybe write down some lottery numbers or something.
Oh yeah. That would be the move to do the Biff move.
Yeah.
And just become rich. You know, get the sports almanac, and then just you know.
So maybe I'd go 2 years in the future.
Yeah.
Or 2 months. I'd just go 2 months. Get the lottery numbers, come back.
Yeah, right. How many times can we go back and forth?
Right. What's the rules?
I only need one.
What about you?
I think I'd go back in time just to, like, hang out with my dad when he was, my age. You know, so we could be, like, well, this is tough now. Because I don't want to hang out with a 45-year-old dad. I want to be a 23-year-old John hanging out with a 23-year-old David Reap. You know, us two at the same
You want yourself to be the same age.
Yeah. Like when I go back and party with him.
Were you born when your dad was 23?
Was I what?
Were you born?
Oh, I don't know how old he was. I was born in 7. Ooh, good question. I do not know. I think he was younger. I think he was a little younger. But
okay.
Just to see what he was like.
So basically,
because I hear stories.
He'd be a young dad, but you could go drinking with him.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Okay. Yes. Maybe without me, like an adult me without a little me. I hear stories about him growing up, and you know, I could tell from other people who'll come up and like, "Oh, your dad. I'll tell you one time, you know, like that." He's like, "Shut up."
Mm-hmm.
So he tries to hide stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know, you know, go back there and see what
play
all
detective.
Happened. Yeah.
So you want to be a past.
I think so, but then also like the future. I mean, I want to go just to see how. What if you go so far in the future that if you go so far in the future that the Earth has exploded and you're just like floating in space? Like, well, that was a bad idea.
Well, at least I know. Yeah, at least I. Or if you just go like a year into the future and you're like, well, we were all nuked, so just go back and have a good time.
Yeah. I would like to just see how far technology advances. I'd like to see if we can get space travel, you know, like space tourism.
Yeah,
you know?
Or like if people are living on Mars by then or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. What about you, Aaron? What would you do?
Yeah, which way would you go, Aaron?
I was just thinking I would go back to the late 60s.
Oh, you want to see the Beatles or something?
You can see the bands play.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a cool answer.
Well, yeah.
This shows how different we are.
Yeah. I really want to see Queen with Freddie Mercury. So
I wouldn't have
to go back that far, I guess.
Have you seen the promo with Rami Malek?
No, I haven't.
Ooh.
Is that out? I haven't seen it.
It's great.
Yeah.
Well, they just showed him. I think it might just be photos.
But he looks amazing
as Freddie Mercury.
Oh, I can't wait to see that one. Sacha Baron Cohen was going to do it, then he dropped out. Or they had an argument or something.
Yeah, probably.
Him and Queen wouldn't get along. I mean, the band, the rest of them, not Freddie.
I hate when queens don't get along.
Yeah, they're always fighting.
You know, such fighting, pulling their hairs.
You both are great.
So I wanted to call my sister today.
Okie dokie.
Because my sister is a teacher, as you know.
Yes.
And a lot of our listeners have kids, and I wanted my sister to tell me what gifts to get a teacher for Christmas and which gifts not to get a teacher.
Apples, so done. We're done with apples.
No, nobody gives apples anymore. Yeah. Did you give your teachers anything when you were growing up?
Not really. I mean, I probably did the apple thing one time.
Oh, yeah? So your parents didn't... See, my parents... My dad
for
was
Christmas or just in general, like the first day of class? Like Christmas, you're talking
Christmas.
About. Yeah, yeah. No. I don't know why. That wasn't a thing. No, we didn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, some places... not. I mean, my parents were... You know, my dad was the Pepperidge Farm guy, so we would give people that square box of special collection that comes out at Christmas. So, my teachers loved
stuff.
Me.
Oh, like the sample packet. Like, it's got a little bit of everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So let's call my sister and see.
Yes.
Because she has gotten some crazy stuff before. It is super weird.
Yeah, it's like that episode, the movie, A Christmas Story, where Ralphie has the whole fruit basket.
Yeah.
Trying to butter her up for a good grade.
Yeah. Well, you'd never be able to do that to my sister.
No.
She's the mean teacher that everybody loves for some reason.
Well, hello.
Well, hello, JoJo.
Hello, sister.
How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. Feeling better a little bit, but I'm hanging in there.
Now, this is actually...
Well, that's good to hear.
Yep.
Today's Tuesday. So yesterday was your first day back after the holidays. And by the way, over the holidays, my sister went to Mexico because it was her and her husband's 10-year anniversary.
Oh, congrats.
So they spent that in
Thanksgiving in
Mexico.
All right. Did you have turkey there?
It was fantastic.
Did you have turkey there?
Yeah. No. And that was probably the best part. We were super excited to do something completely different.
Oh, you probably just grabbed a chicken off the road. They were just running around.
Yeah, totally. No, we went to this place called the Fuentes Culinary Theater. So we had this really nice 5-course meal. And
ooh.
It was super, super nice.
Fancy.
And then after that, what did you do? Because y'all were still hungry.
After that, we were still hungry because it was like, you know, this huge theater of people. And so we only got these teeny tiny, you know, here, just sample those portions.
Right.
So we left and went and had sushi at another restaurant.
Nice. Sushi in Mexico, huh?
First of all, I cannot believe my sister just uttered that sentence.
Oh.
And she had wine. Which I've never seen my sister drink.
Really?
And sushi, which I've never seen my sister eat. In fact, when I've asked her to go to sushi or drink wine, she says, gross, and she accuses me of being Hollywood. So the fact...
Wow, what happened? How did this happen?
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, my sister is being extremely dramatic, if you can even believe that.
I wish you could have seen her face light up.
That is not me.
When you said that sentence. I haven't seen her make that face before.
We have drank wine together. She just doesn't remember because I can have one glass and be fine, but she has to have multiple.
Well, the more the better.
That's the difference.
You have to finish the bottle.
Yeah, it goes bad.
Ugh. Yeah,
we've
had champagne. I know we've had champagne, like mimosas, but I do not remember us.
Well, what kind of wine did you have? I mean, if you don't normally drink wine, did you have red? Did you have white?
Yeah.
No, I do white wine. I'm a Riesling is my favorite.
Yeah, sweet.
So Riesling, uh-huh, I like it very sweet.
Yeah. I feel like she's speaking another language right now. Like I feel like I've never heard her say any of this.
From not,
like,
not even Riesling.
Put my sister on the phone. And then also, yeah, also the sushi was what kind of sushi?
Yeah, that's legit. The sushi was legit. You've never heard me say that. But now I don't eat any fish. So it was vegetarian sushi.
Okay. All right. So you had a roll.
It
had
was
rice.
Still sushi.
Uh-huh. Well, she did have seaweed in it, which is, I cannot eat seaweed. I refuse to eat sushi with
so
seaweed
good.
In it.
I don't
like the seaweed.
I can do it, but it's way better with the rice paper or soy paper.
Yeah, I agree.
Seaweed.
Yeah,
it's
I always
way
get,
better.
I just get sashimi, which is just
uh-huh,
the fish,
just the fish.
Or, and like a little side of rice.
Right.
That's all I need.
I love rolls, but so it's really Sorry. Weird to me that someone would go to Mexico
eat their sushi?
And eat sushi.
It is on the water, John.
Yeah, but that's a more of a Japanese. Know. You know, I'm not going to go to Japan and eat Mexican food.
Well, yes, that's
so,
true.
So it's a little weird, but yeah, was it good?
It was delicious. Yeah. This resort was very, it was pretty fancy, you know, and so they had all different kinds of restaurants on the resort. You know, they had a steakhouse, they had an Italian mm-hmm. restaurant, they had mm-hmm. a Mexican restaurant, they had a Asian restaurant. So it was really all about, you know, whatever you were in the mood for. But I mean, it was literally the best food I've ever had.
Nice.
Every single place to take that.
Yeah, because it was cooked
it
by
was
Mexicans.
So good.
That's exactly why when I was on the cruise a couple weeks ago, the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Yep.
I did not think the food was that great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's because they have Norwegian people
oh, right.
cooking the food and like New Zealanders and Australians.
They don't
get
and
no
I'm
flavor. Like, they don't know. Mexican people, especially like the kind that live in Los Angeles, uh-huh. know how to cook everything better than anyone else.
Yeah.
So I just don't trust a kitchen that doesn't
yeah.
have Mexican person.
I've never been to. Where in Mexico were you? What?
We were in the Riviera Maya.
Okay.
Yeah, so outside of Cancun.
Okay. Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So is it safe? I mean, everyone's like, oh, be careful when you go to Mexico. Was it safe?
Yeah.
No, it was very nice. It was one of the best vacations we've ever had. So it was great.
So you came back to school on Monday after going through that.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And I was, that had been difficult to go back.
It was a little hard when the alarm went off at 4:30.
Yeah. She drives an hour each way to go teach middle school.
No.
Which is like, you know, they should be driving you to teach middle school if like, because no one wants to do it.
No.
But my sister loves it. But she's also an expert on what to give your teachers for Christmas.
Okay.
She's also an expert on what not to give your teachers for Christmas. So
I wanted
to ask you, Joanna, what are some good ideas and bad ideas for our listeners who probably have children that need to give gifts?
Sure. We'll start with the things that I consider good gifts to give your teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because that list is shorter.
Uh-huh.
So good things to give your kids' teachers. To me, number one is a gift card.
Oh, yeah. Can't
give them a Starbucks gift card or, you know, a restaurant that they like to eat at. I've even gotten gas gift cards. I'm like, those are
gas.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
You
know, I commute.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I'm like, well, that's a great idea.
Especially for you, you've got that hour drive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's what they'll say, you know. Here's a, you know, little help getting to and from work. You know, thank you for everything you do. And I'm like, oh, sweet. So those are always just really thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
My other favorite is a curved tumbler cup.
Tumbler
cups?
With
the lids and the straws.
Oh, with a lid, a covered.
Like a Yeti type thing or something?
Yeah, but the plastic one.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got the colored lids and the colored straws.
Right.
That you can see through them.
So they'll get those, you know, and, you know, the different sporting teams that I like. Or they'll get my name put on them.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, those kinds of things. Yeah, so those are nice. And then I get a lot of Yeti cups.
Yep.
Those are always great.
Those are awesome.
You can't go wrong with a Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then I get a ton of Christmas ornaments for the tree. And those are always good because every year, you know, when you put the Christmas tree back up and you grab that ornament, you're like, oh, so-and-so gave me this.
Yeah.
And I remember when he blah, 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 blah. You know,
right.
So it's just always really good memories.
Sure.
And it kind of makes you think about the kids. It helps you remember them. And
yeah.
Those are just always really special.
Oh, that's good.
What's like one of the worst, what's one of the worst gifts you ever got?
Yeah.
And do you make a face in front of the kid?
So we'll
like,
go
no.
So things not to get your kids teachers. Number one is underwear.
Has that happened?
Yes.
Yes.
No way.
Yes, that's happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Yeah, I've gotten underwear before.
Was it like sexy underwear or like?
No, just a regular pair of underwear.
Just one pair?
Just one pair of granny panties?
Just one pair. Uh-huh.
Was it given to you by a male or female student?
It was from a female.
Okay. So it's a little less creepy.
It's from a female. And it was early on. It was probably my first or second year teaching. And I was just like, I didn't know if like, is that supposed to mean something? Like, is there some lingo I don't know about? Kind of new to this.
Wow. Crazy.
So don't get your kids underwear.
Okay.
Second thing, if you are going to get your kids teachers something that's personalized with their name on it, make sure you know how to spell their name.
Oh. Yeah.
That'd be... That's important.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a couple ornaments on my tree that say, you know, Bartlett, but it's missing a couple T's or it's missing an R.
Or it says Bratlett.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's kind of cool,
so it's
too. Like, it's different.
That definitely helps you remember certain students.
Yeah, that's a good fond memory.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, I'm not an English teacher, okay. So.
No. Yeah. Another thing is don't bake them anything. Because I'm telling you right now, 99% of teachers, when you give them baked goods, like homemade goods, they throw them in the trash. They don't even
really.
Them.
This is they don't trust it.
Think about it. You've watched Johnny for, you know, Christmas time. You've been in school for about 90 days. So you've watched Johnny for 90 days pick his nose.
That's right.
Not all over himself.
Yeah.
You know, never wash his hands. And then he brings you homemade cookies. Are you going to eat them?
No, thank you, snotty Johnny. No, thank you. I hear you. That makes sense.
But what do you do? You say thank you, and you make a huge deal, and you love all over them, and you tell them you can't wait to eat them, and then as soon as you get home, you throw them away.
All right.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Well, I don't blame you. That's,
Those are good.
My husband's learned that if it makes it to the pantry, those must be the clean kids. Or, you know, those are the administrator's kids that probably made that. He knows that they're everything else has been confiscated already.
Probably the kids' parents making it anyway, but then sometimes
you
know, that parent-teacher day, you see the parents are like, oh, no.
Yeah.
They don't wash their hands either.
Yeah.
That's where he gets it.
That's where he learned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't, you know, I just don't even go there.
Do you have a favorite?
And then you don't want to get sick on your Christmas break either,
yeah.
So why can't it?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite thing that a student's ever given you?
Yes, I do. I had a kid 2 years ago. It was an 8th grade girl, and she gave me this jar, like a mason jar, and it was filled with all of these pieces of paper that she had, like, taken a lighter and, like, burned the edges to kind of make it look like it was old-timey.
Mm-hmm.
And on every single piece of paper was, like, an inspirational quote.
Aww.
Oh, that's neat.
I was like, wow. I was like, this is really thoughtful. And she was like, well, she was like, I know that your job must be really hard. So when you're having a bad day, I want you to just reach in there and grab one and read it. And just remember that you're making a much bigger difference than you'll ever know.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah. Crying.
Louise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like the mason jar has a B on it for my last name. And it's still on my desk to this day. It stays there. I use it. I've read every single one.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
just
great.
So
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So thoughtful.
So thoughtful.
Yeah. So the homemade things, you know, like the crafty stuff, like that's so cool. I've gotten homemade coasters, you know, for my desk with my drinks. And they're so good.
Okay, homemade gifts.
Yeah.
So many cool things. Yeah, just not food.
Yeah.
Not food.
No, yeah. No underwear, no food.
No underwear, no food.
Underwear, no food. And spell their name right.
Right.
Sure.
So it's just one pair of underwear, huh?
No underwear-shaped food.
It wasn't like a pack of three?
No, I know. That's what I was saying.
No, it was just a random pair of underwear. And she, you know, wrapped it in some tissue paper and put it in a little bag.
Did you did you keep them? Did you wear them? No, did you throw those away,
no,
too, with the cookies?
I threw those away, too. Yeah.
Wrong size.
That's such a bizarre...
And after I made her, you know, after I was like, oh, I love them. So we always need underwear, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's funny.
Thank you.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
And how old are these kids now?
I know.
How old are
middle
they?
School.
Middle school kids, okay.
Mm-hmm. They're middle school. Yeah.
I wonder if she was trying to be funny. Like, this would be funny if I get her a pair of underwear.
Yeah, maybe she
and
was.
And then, like, backed out.
Know.
Like, oh.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I don't know. The other silly one I got, I told Sarah about this the other day, was a kid got me a coffee mug that had a B on it for my last name, and, like, they had dropped it and broke it.
Oh, yeah. No.
So they just, like, super glued it back together.
That's great.
And then still gave it to me, you know, so it's like missing pieces. So,
you have to take a picture of that.
I can't even put coffee in it because it would just seep out.
That looks so like
I want to see it.
I was like, thank you. I just use it for pens.
That's what I was going to say. It's a pencil holder.
Yeah, perfect.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you make do. You can make do with what you got.
Oh, right. My goodness.
Remember, can you send us a picture of that?
Yeah, you have
that.
To send me a picture so we can post that, if that's okay with you.
So funny. They're just too funny.
Okay. Well, thank you, JoJo. Thank you for inspiring all of us and giving us some good ideas.
Yes.
Now I know what not to get you for Christmas as well.
I'm going to send you some underwear.
Yeah. Maybe even
weirder.
Make
sure you put my name on them and spell it right.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bartlett.
Merry Christmas.
You're welcome.
All right. Love you.
All right. Love you, too. Bye, John.
Bye.
Can you imagine
That's crazy.
Opening up underwear? Like, what if I got you underwear?
Yeah, that would be odd.
That would be weird, too.
Especially a kid giving you underwear.
Yeah.
There's something just weird about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, underwear.
Socks I get. Now, socks would be like, okay, I'm old man status to you, kid, so I get the brack socks, whatever. But underwear is a little personal.
She told me about underwear, and I was like, oh, you have got to talk to us about that.
Yeah. So she was drinking wine in Mexico.
I can't believe that.
And eating sushi in Mexico.
And eating sushi.
And after having a 5-course meal at the theater.
No, before. But so the 5-course meal was, she said, was really small.
Small portions.
They were like it was like a tasting menu.
Right.
When they got done, they were like, that was awesome, but we're still hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they went and got sushi.
What's your wine that you like to drink? She likes Pinot. No, she likes Riesling.
Riesling, yeah. I like Cabernet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good cab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like an Argentinian Malbec.
There you go.
You like those?
I like Malbecs. I like, I like Pinot Noir.
Yeah?
Yeah, Pinot Noir, Pinot
nice
Grigio.
Bold
I like
guy.
A Pinot, yeah.
And Pinot.
Did you have any wine over Thanksgiving or champagne?
I did have wine, actually, when we were decorating the Thanksgiving cupcakes.
Nice.
Me and my little baby cousin, Lacey B, was there, so we had to make these turkey cupcakes.
Yeah. So. And that calls for a bottle of wine, definitely.
Yeah, if I'm gonna have patience, yes. I better have some wine.
Yeah. So we
did you?
Yeah, I had some wine. My mom, she doesn't drink. She never drank her whole life, really. But like in the last 10 years, she's would go and buy like the biggest bottle of wine. It's just called Burgundy.
Oh,
it's like generic.
Uh-huh. Generic. Table
she'll,
wine.
She'll buy that. And then what she'll do, she makes her own little wine coolers almost, or she'll, you know, Sundrop, not Mountain Dew, but Sundrop.
Mm-hmm.
So she loves like caffeine-free diet Sundrop. That's, she makes my dad drive an hour away just to go get it because they don't have it at the Walmart in Hickory. So she'll freeze like half a cup of this Sundrop and then pour it out and then pour wine on top of that. And it turns
like
a little slushy almost kind of thing. And we call it Betty Booze.
Oh, God, love it.
So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So we had some of that. That was good.
I had, my cousin, Zachary, he's my only male cousin, first cousin, and he, no, he's not. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Forgot one.
My one's on my dad's side. So on my mom's side. Anyway, he got engaged a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And he and his fiance asked me to be the officiant at their wedding. And that means I married them. So I get a document, you know, I have to like do the course online and then I can legally marry them.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So like where the preacher would stand.
Sure.
Instead, it's me.
Oh, cool.
The one with the least amount of experience for weddings.
Are you going to go there and do a quick 10?
Probably.
You can do a tight set.
I don't know. Like they handed me this card. And then, like a wrapped bottle, uh-huh. And I was like, "What? This might, maybe they're just giving me my Christmas present now since okay. I'm in town."
Yeah, yeah.
And then I opened the card and it said, "Will you be our officiant?" And I was like, "Oh!" And then I immediately started crying. And then they had me open up my gift, and it was like a giant bottle of Bullet bourbon, like a Costco size.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So I was pretty excited about that.
Bourbon.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
I like Bullet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to go take these online courses or something. Is it just, what the process is?
It's just like an hour course or whatever. Just
okay.
It's kind of like what, you know, it's basically making you a legal, because it's a legal document that you sign, you know. And
like a notary public for weddings or something.
Yep. And then I'll have to marry them, no pressure.
Nice. Where's that going to take place?
Probably Northern California.
Okay.
I'm not sure where. They haven't picked a location. That's why I can't do the class until we know the location and the date.
Right. Cool. What are you doing for Christmas? Are you staying in town?
So for Christmas, I'm doing the Punchline in Atlanta the 14th through the 16th of December. And then I'll spend a week with my parents. And then on December 23rd, I'll fly to New York.
Okay.
And I meet my boyfriend there for one night.
Uh-huh.
And Christmas in New York for one night.
Nice.
And then on Christmas Eve, we fly to Vienna, Austria.
What?
Yeah, to spend Christmas in Vienna.
Sarah.
Yeah, I know.
Look at you.
Well, I had to use all my Sky Miles for something.
Yeah, why not?
So we're going there and then flying back on the 30th.
Vienna.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
Who thought of that one? I mean, was that him or you?
No, that was actually my cousin who lived in Istanbul.
Oh.
I was asking her because she went to Romania one Christmas and she said it was the most awesome place she'd ever been at Christmas time because it just looks like Christmas, you know, all that Gothic architecture and stuff. And then she said that Vienna and that whole area is so beautiful because the reason I wanted to go is because they have these things called Christmas markets.
Okay.
And they're these huge, so like basically in the center of town, there'll just be all these tents set up and they make wooden toys still.
Mm-hmm.
And they serve grog and like it just looks like Christmas,
yeah.
like a storybook Christmas.
Oh my God.
So that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I convinced my boyfriend to go with me. And so.
You're going to have a blast.
I cashed in all my Sky Miles. I think it was like 250,000 Sky Miles.
Yeah. That's
to go.
An expensive one.
And then he has all these hotel points.
Yep.
So he's getting all the hotels.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect couple.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I will be in Hickory, going back home and just being with the family. I'm going to be there. I'm performing in, I'm doing another corporate gig in Charlotte. Then I'm doing Raleigh, Good Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm done with Raleigh, I will drive back to Hickory and just be there until I go to until the New Year's Eve gig in Nashville.
Oh, is that where your New Year's is?
Yeah, Nashville.
At Zanies?
Zanies, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm doing Huntsville before that. So, like, there's like a Tuesday, Wednesday show, and then the weekend is the New Year's Eve. But, a good, like, 9 days straight in Hickory. I'm going to be with my family. So.
Yeah, that's 9 days straight of overalls.
Yeah.
I will
definitely be wearing those, and I'm going to make my dad wear them. Last Christmas, we took a photo together of everyone had those, you know, those the red onesies, sort of like, what do you call those?
That the kids wear?
Well, it's like a red one-piece sort of
pajama. It's the pajamas.
Yeah, we all took a picture and that in the front yard, so that
was fun. Is adorable.
Yeah, I'll have to show you that one.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun.
And my dad, I was thinking of this the other day. They're going to put the Christmas tree up. Now, do you have a tree in your place?
I got it yesterday.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a fake one or a real
one? No, it's real.
Yeah? You did a real one?
Yeah, I went and got it yesterday.
Nice. Is it like full size?
It's 7 feet.
Oh, shoot. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love the way a Christmas tree smells in the house.
I do, too. And that's why when I had a fake one, I would go to a convenience store and buy the Christmas tree or car deodorized.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So you'd smell... You can still smell.
Now they make these things called scentsicles.
Yeah.
And it's just the Christmas tree smell, and you put them in the tree. So if you have mm-hmm. a fake tree, they hang into the tree
right.
like an ornament, but they're the color of the tree, so you don't see
them.
Can't
see them. Okay, that's
so they just emit the smell in your house.
That's kind of what I do with the car freshener thing.
I put yes, exactly. Yeah. You just are doing it
I
like
just
a
hang
more
trees on trees.
Yeah, that's just your home remedy way.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I remember one year my dad, he you know back in the like in the 70s, 80s, you know they had those tree stands where you put the tree in the stand. And it was like a bolt that would go into the side of the, you know what I'm talking about, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
The bolt would go in it, and you'd put water in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so it would live longer. And mm-hmm. maybe an aspirin so it didn't feel pain. And, but he got tired of fussing with this thing one uh-huh. time. And he's like, and he's just looking around. And he looked up, and above, right on the ceiling, there was like a little hook for like a potted plant. He uh-huh. goes, I'm going to hang it.
Shut up.
I swear to God. He got some fishing wire, and he tied it to the top of the tree. And he hung it just a foot off the ground, so you couldn't even tell.
You couldn't even tell.
No, it looked like normal.
Holy
And he
cow.
Goes, well, you put more gifts under there now. Got more room for more gifts. You're welcome.
A levitating tree.
And then it was just like, yeah, just it was just hang there. And then the air conditioner would come on and go a little bit sideways.
Maybe that's where the idea for the air fresheners came from.
Yeah.
Just
maybe
seeing
it's just
a tree
in my brain.
That's floating.
But I think that's a great idea, just hanging a tree.
Yeah. That's a brilliant idea, because that's what's happening last night. We were turning the screws in, and I was like, yeah, that's straight. And then we walked away, and then it just tipped right over. We're like,
you know? It's a big pain in the butt.
It is really a big pain in the butt.
But I love it.
I know. It's a good pain. I love, yeah. My boyfriend won't let me decorate it right away. He's like, it has to settle. The leaves have to fall down. And I'm like, what?
What?
That's no fun.
No, so, run away.
Yesterday, I was just like.
You put a lot of stuff in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lights.
Lots of
you
lights.
You go colored lights or white lights?
I have blue lights in there.
Blue lights. Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice. I like that look.
Because I have red and white lights that stay up in the house all year.
Yeah.
And then I have like white Christmas trees that are only branches. And so those kind of go around the house.
Cool.
So there's already a lot of white lights everywhere.
You got a little Christmas in there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have red lights outside.
That's cool.
So.
And your tree will be mostly blue. Do you put like a little tinsel?
No, I mean, I'll just put my actual ornaments up.
Yeah. Do you have a special ornament, like one that, like, you know, maybe your sister gave you or like your mom made or a student gave you?
I still have some that are from my childhood.
Yeah, that you made
yeah.
that your mom likes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And somehow I lost the bulk of them uh-huh. in a move somewhere.
Yeah.
But I still have a couple.
Yeah.
So I really cherish those because... You know, all those ones that you get when you're a kid that has your name on it.
Yep.
Well, one year my mom gave me and my sister all of the ornaments that had our names on it. But she kept the ones that we made for her.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's
so
cool.
I like going home and seeing, like, my mom really overdoes it at Christmas. Like, every single room is, like, lights and some sort of snowmen and reindeer.
Yeah.
It's just, like, all over the house. And I love it.
I do,
it's
too.
My favorite thing.
Yeah.
It just... I love Christmas. I could listen to Christmas songs all year long. I love them.
Are you a Bublé guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a good Christmas.
Aaron shaking his head no. He hates Bublé. I like him, but I like Elvis Christmas songs. Something about Elvis Christmas is just great. I don't know.
I love Dolly and Kenny's Christmas specials.
Yeah.
And
Mariah Carey,
you make this a Christmas to remember.
I don't know that
springtime feelings in the middle of December. I used to think that that's why I thought they were married, was because of all those Christmas specials that they used to do, Kenny and Dolly Christmas.
And Islands in the Stream, didn't they do that one together?
Well, that one, it was them, yeah. But they did a lot of good ones.
Yeah, they did.
And then I remember all of her special, you know, they were all in like that weird cabin or her childhood cabin. Not weird, but you know what I mean?
Like, like a snowy, like...
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Up in Gatlinburg.
Oh, man. I can't wait to get home.
I know. It's so
I'm
exciting.
I'm going to Hickory right now. I like, my mom puts out this one ceramic Christmas tree. It's like a, I don't know, it's like maybe a foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ceramic. It's like someone had made it, like, you know, out of clay.
Like pottery?
Pottery, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's got these little lights, these little holes you put the little lights in. Like
a
light bright type thing.
Uh-huh.
So and it lights up. It just makes a room look really cool looking.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. I like when that goes up. It's time.
Last year I made a lot of ornaments myself. Like, usually my girlfriends and I will get together and we'll bake a bunch of cookies. Like, we'll decorate cookies.
Yeah.
And then I would give those as gifts because... nobody would take the cookies home with them because they're all girls, you know? You're like, yeah. I can't. I can't have any.
Yep.
I'll eat them all. So then I'm left with like 150 cookies.
Oh, man. Bring them over here.
I know.
Bring them to me.
I'll do it again this year, but last year I had everybody bring over mason jars, and then we made ornaments and gifts, like handmade gifts and ornaments, so that they could give them, like one was for them, and then one was to give away.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So I made some ornaments and a lot of candle holders, that kind of stuff.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Aaron, where are we at, buddy? I know we're, you said
44.
What do you want to do?
Well, I want you to tell me your hometown.
Oh, good. Okay. Do you have the theme song?
I do. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's make sure this goes.
Juicy redneck gossip for your hometown news.
All right. That was wonderful.
Beatrice.
Okay. So this is in a town right next to Hickory called Huntersville.
Huntersville. Love it.
Right there.
Hickory and Huntersville.
Road crew mows down Huntersville beloved coneweed, but its message takes root.
Coneweed?
All right, let me read this to you.
How?
This is great.
You put coneweed in quotation marks.
I did.
But only I saw that, not people.
Yeah, coneweed. Okay. A weed growing inside of a cone on the side of a road in Huntersville, which made national headlines.
Stop.
Got mowed down.
Stop it.
I swear to God.
What?
Yeah.
Will you show me a picture of
it? I'm going to,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The weed, which was dubbed coneweed, grew inside
Clever.
A traffic. Yeah. That, I don't know how long that took. What do they call it? Well, I don't know, man.
I don't know. Can't call it a weed cone. That sounds dumb.
All right, so this thing was called coneweed, grew inside a traffic cone on the side of Betty's Ford Road in Huntersville, directly across from the Huntersville Fire Department, station number two.
Oh, they have more than one.
Yeah. This is the second coneweed, I guess. No. The weed sprouted up over the summer and endured well into the fall. It was recently decorated with tinsel, ornaments, and sparkly bits of joy for the holiday season.
Oh, my gosh.
Those bits of Christmas cheer were found scattered on the side of the road Monday morning, and coneweed was no more.
Oh, no.
Someone mowed over coneweed.
Poor coneweed.
What the hell? The Huntersville Fire Department... they said, unfortunately, within the... I've just spilled
they
on
arrived on the scene quick, I would hope.
Yeah, they were right there, right away. unfortunately, within the last 45 minutes, someone removed the coneweed, officials wrote. Residents reported seeing a road crew in a yellow truck remove the cone and all of the decorations. We did not see it happen, and no one stopped by the fire station to tell us they were removing it.
Yeah, why would you go to a fire department to tell them you're going to pick up a cone?
Yeah, so I'm out here doing my job, and someone decorated this stupid cone, and the weed coming out of it with tinsel. I'm going to have to, do I go to the fire station first? I mean, do you just stop in? Guys, now, I'm going to cut this down.
Why would you?
Yeah, I don't understand why. But apparently it's been happening for a while, you know. So that's headline news in Huntersville.
Okay, so how long had the cone weed, just from the summer? It's just been.
Yeah, right.
And it's made national news.
That's what he said. National news. Just before 3:30 p.m., the North Carolina Department of Transportation said the weed had been removed by crews because it was too close to the road. They didn't mean to be a Grinch and disrupt a positive community effort. We're taking coneweed to the fire department this afternoon for safekeeping. We hope coneweed continues to spread holiday cheer. Coneweed, I love just
coneweed. So coneweed is still alive?
I think when they cut it, they took the cone,
mm-hmm.
and left the weed inside of the cone and delivered it to the fire station. So now they have, coneweed is no longer on the side of the road.
Coneweed is mobile.
Yes. Coneweed grew some feet and walked over to the fire station, and they have it decorated over there now for everyone to enjoy. And now they're raising money. Like it's,
what?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's gotten over like $20,000.
What? For a weed?
Yeah.
In a cone.
It's like they're yeah. It's going to the fire station, but yeah. That's your headline news in Huntersville.
To get help with raising it?
Yeah, let me see here. Let me read the rest of this for you. Okay. Ba-ba-bum. Coneweed, which has its own Facebook page, posted its own message. Hey, friends. I know I got a pretty bad haircut this morning, and I'm currently without my cone, but I'm still here. It's just another hurdle we're going to have to overcome as our little corner of the world grows and adapts. I'll be honest. I might not make it to spring, but I'll stay with you all through the holidays, at least in spirit. But I don't want you all to stop talking and laughing and sharing and feeling joy because I don't look the same. This is on the Facebook of Congreed. The real magic was that I got decorated because someone cared enough to spread this small joy for others. You can all still do that. I got some great friends in this community that are working on some great things to carry on with the spirit that we all felt last few days, blah, blah, blah. So they're raising money for some charity, all in the name of Coneweed. Okay. So it started with someone like being funny, like, oh, this is funny, let's put a little decoration on there. And then other people got into it, and now it's turned into this event. And here's a picture I'll show you.
God bless us,
everyone. I'll put this on our Instagram page, too, but you can see that's the Coneweed.
Oh,
right,
wow. Look at that.
They also have Coneweed Christmas sweater.
No way.
Yeah.
I totally want one of those.
Oh, we got to get those.
We have to get those. We need to take a matching picture in it.
Crazy, right?
Now that he's removed from there, do you think they'll put a little cross up, you know, like they do whenever some, you know?
Like someone died here?
Yeah.
This is where Coneweed used to live?
Yeah. R.I.P. Coneweed.
R.I.P. Coneweed. Oh, man. Yeah. I liked it that the road crew had to apologize. They felt bad about it. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be a Grinch or anything, but we have to mow the grass here.
We
it's
have
too close to the road. Coneweed can cause wrecks.
I'm so glad you did that.
Yeah. So there you go. Do you have it?
Juicy redneck gossip for your hometown news.
Huntersville. All right.
Oh, man. Well, that was fun. That was a fun day. I'm so glad that you're back. And I'm so glad that this... You know, it's Christmas time.
I can't wait. I'm going to stay healthy. You know, I got my shot in my butt, so I'm going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah and I will both be on the road. You're going to be in Punchline in Atlanta. I'll be in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
looking forward to seeing some of our fellow fried people.
That's right.
Happy Friday, everybody.